and actor Will Ferrell says is the real-life inspiration for Anchorman Ron Burgundy. Luckily, retired Anchorman Mort Krim has a sense of humor about himself. He takes zero offense at all. He might even get a little kick out of it. Take a look.
I'll take the job.
That suit, that camera-ready hair, and that voice.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
America's favorite Anchorman is back. And now Will Ferrell is revealing the man who helped bring Ron Burgundy to life. Meet Mort Krim.
I'm Mort Krim.
A now retired Anchorman. In the new issue of Rolling Stone magazine, Ferrell says he found inspiration while watching Krim in a Lifetime documentary on pioneering journalist Jessica Savage.
Good evening, I'm Mort Krim with Jessica Savage.
He says, at one point, they were talking to this anchor, Mort Krim, who was basically saying, I was a blank to her. What made me laugh was watching him. He still spoke like this. He still used his on-camera voice.
Well, you have to understand that I was a typical, traditional 1972 male chauvinist anchor.
That's uncalled for. I can't work with this woman.
I did not take any offense. You know, comedy is nothing but, and satire and parody is nothing but taking a grain of truth and stretching it out to an absolutely ridiculous conclusion, and I think that's what they have done very skillfully in Anchorman, the first Anchorman, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Krim, who's now an author and voiceover artist, says the movie holds true to life as a journalist in the 1970s.
I think they've done an excellent job of taking some real situations, some real tensions that existed, and squeeze the humor out of them.
This weekend, the real Anchorman is heading to New York City for the premiere of Anchorman 2 and is set to meet Ron Burgundy for the first time.
Not only will it be my first time to meet Will Ferrell, but more importantly, it'll be his first time to meet me.
Stay classy, San Diego.
I really want to be at that introduction. That is one classy Detroit guy.